After announcing Murray's hiring in the lobby of the First Niagara Center, LaFontaine told reporters his focus during the two-month search process was finding the right fit for the organization.
He's done a great job in Binghamton. They just won the Calder Cup a few years ago. He's gone through these rebuilds in a sense, and it's a team. Really, it's kind of the office of the general manager, but Tim's going to wear the hat, and he's earned it. He's spent 20, 21 years on the road. He's done every job to get to this point. His last job has been as an assistant general manager, and he's had some success everywhere he's been.
Murray comes to Buffalo after 7 years as assistant GM of the Ottawa Senators. He says the Sabres have some, quote, good pieces, and his goal is to put an emphasis on developing the people already here.
There are young guys on the team that I like. I liked in their draft years. I've liked as a scout coming in here or assistant GM coming in here and watching them play from an opposing team. There are pieces here, so the cupboard's not bare. In saying that, there are a couple positions that we have to improve on, and that's our goal going forward.
One of the first big jobs of the new GM will be deciding the fate of interim coach Ted Nolan. Murray said right now Nolan is the coach, and he looks forward to getting to know him better.
I'm open-minded about this coming in, and again, as I said, I want to establish a relationship with Teddy and his staff, and I want to move forward doing that. I don't want to think about negativity right now. I want to think about being positive and moving forward here and working hard, and that's what I'm going to do, and hopefully it works out.
As for veteran players like goalie Ryan Miller and the team's other unrestricted free agents, Murray says with the Sabres in last place, everyone can be traded, but it will depend on the market. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.